Let's get ready to study God's Word. Greetings to one and all. Welcome to another episode of Rightly Divide the Word of Truth. This is Andrew S. Baker, and today's devotional is entitled, Wisdom is Better. Please be sure to visit our podcast page, BibleStudy.ASBZone.com, where you can find links to our Bible study resources, our previous episodes, and much, much more. Our verse for this study is Ecclesiastes 9, verse 17, from the King James Version. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Before we get into this study, let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you once again for the privilege of your word, for the privilege of this avenue to share devotionals and other study topics, and we invite your presence to be with us. And we pray that you'll help us to rightly divide your words of truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Wisdom is better. The book of Ecclesiastes is a very interesting book because it is the book that Solomon wrote after he went and did all sorts of chaos. After he had done that, he realized that the path he had chosen was not good. And he realized that there was a lot of time that he had wasted. In Ecclesiastes, he tells us that he studied to understand wisdom and madness and folly. And he did all of these things, and he got into all sorts of things, and we see the record where he went after idolatry for the sake of his wives, but at the end of the day, that doesn't matter. He engaged in idolatry. He made many idolatrous shrines. And he apostatized for a time. We're not told how long. All we're told is that when he was old, and then he came back. So we're not given, the record doesn't tell us how old he was when he did it, and it doesn't tell us how old he was when he came back. But if you read the book of Ecclesiastes, and you should, the first 5 or 6 chapters of that book in particular are very bitter. They're written by a man with regrets. And he speaks about wisdom a lot. He speaks about wisdom in the book of Proverbs. There is much counsel on wisdom. But ultimately, wisdom is better. It's better than money. It's better than power in an absolute sense. It's better than strength. It's better than charisma. It's better than influence. It's better than all of those things because, in many ways, wisdom brings some of those things. Having wisdom doesn't necessarily guarantee you fame and fortune, especially not the wisdom of God. You can. We see in the life of Daniel and his friends that God granted them wisdom and all understanding, and it brought attention to them. It brought, in a sense, notoriety, but it elevated them among the great men of the earth. But that scrutiny, that attention, created other problems too. So wisdom, worldly wisdom, can get you a lot of things that heavenly wisdom might not. And the reverse is also true. The wisdom of God will set your feet on the solid ground for eternal life, whereas the wisdom of man might not do any such thing. So here in Ecclesiastes 9, starting at verse 11, Solomon has been talking about all the things that he did. And here's what he says, starting in verse 11. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. Now this verse resonates with me because the things that are going on this planet at present, it is pretty clear that many people have no idea what their probationary time is, where it is, when it ends. There are many people who are, the pandemic has taken out a number of people globally. A lot of people have perished. There have been storms and floods and fires. Those have taken out people. There has been social upheaval and unrest, and that violence has taken out people. Some people who have not died are sealing their destiny by choosing one side or the other in the great controversy. Because of all the things that are going on, people are locking themselves into a position. So even if they don't die immediately, they may very well be closing the door of their probation. And so man can often be oblivious to his time, to the duration of time that he has on this planet. Verse 13, this wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city, and few men within it. And there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. That happens a lot. That happens a lot. Where people are remembered for the crudest things, for the basest things, for the things of the least value. In many ways, notoriety is more prevalent than fame. And people with characters that are not desirable are remembered above those who are noble and Christ-like and upstanding, upright. Now, we should not be discouraged by those things, right? Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. We should not grow weary because of those things. We should not grow weary because of those things. What we need to do is trust God that things will work out in a time of His choosing. Now, the Lord mentions many things that wisdom is capable of. In fact, the Bible tells us that God, by wisdom, executed creation. Right? By wisdom. It's so interesting that wisdom is an attribute of God, something that He uses, which is why we, as followers of God, we desire to do things the way that God does them. Verse 15 again. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city, yet no man remembered that same poor man. Verse 16. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. Now that passage is kind of strange, because the previous verse tells us that the wise man by his wisdom delivered the city. And yet this verse says his wisdom is despised and his words are not heard. Was there something about the future that he warned them about? Was there something more than just that conflict? We're not given. From this passage here, we aren't told. Verse 17, which is the words of our devotional, which is the theme. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. This reminds me of the story of Elijah. We did it very recently. But the story of Elijah when he's running from Jezebel and he runs to the Mount Horeb. And there, after asking him why he's there, God passes before Mount Horeb and earthquakes and, you know, fierce storms and fire and lightning. All of these things manifest, but God is not in those things. Those things may be a consequence of his passing by, but he is not in them. The essence of God is not to be found in those things. But then there's a still small voice. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. The still small voice of God we need to hear. We need to listen for it. We need to take time to listen to God in the quiet. It's important that we do that. The hustle and the bustle, there are always things going on, but we need to take time in the quiet to listen to God's voice. Because that's where the words of wisdom are heard. In the noise and the hustle and the bustle, wisdom may be drowned out or obscured, but in the quiet, in the soft and the quiet, there we need to take time to meditate and hear the word of God. We need devotional time that is peaceful time. It's too easy to get caught up in a rush to have your day be so dominant that you have things to do, things to places to go, people to see, and you carve out a tiny piece of time to pray, read, and run. How much we lose because wisdom is better than strength. But the poor man's wisdom is despised. Is that poor man Christ? And his words are not heard. Are we listening to the words of Christ? Are we taking time to hear his words? The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Verse 18. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. But one sinner destroyeth much good. A few years ago when I was reading the Proverbs, I kept wondering why Solomon put certain things together that don't seem like they're related. Why is the first half of the verse aiming you in a particular direction and the second half somewhere else? In our Christian experience, we need to understand that mistakes, while we all understand and recognize human frailty, we have to be careful. How should I say it? We should be more generous about the frailty of others than we are about our own frailty. And what I mean by that is, typically, we're quick to excuse our weakness of the flesh as humans for our own indiscretions and failings and rebellion, but harder on other people who should know better. And we really should operate that from the reverse. We should be more tender-hearted towards others who are struggling, and more earnest about avoiding weakness ourselves. Now, granted, you can take that too far. At the end of the day, we're only going to be successful by abiding in Christ. But the point is, like Daniel, who purposed in his heart that he was going to go down a certain path, that's what we need to do. We need to purpose in our hearts, align ourselves with God and his will, and receive the strength that he is willing to give us. Because what does it say? Wisdom is better than weapons of war. That's what verse 18 says. The words of wise men are heard in quiet. That's what verse 17 says. Wisdom is better than strength. The poor man, whose wisdom is despised, was able to deliver a city. By God's grace, we need to take time to listen to that poor man who became poor for our sakes, that we, through his poverty, might become rich. We need to listen in the quiet to hear his wisdom, because wisdom is better than strength, because wisdom is better than weapons of war, because wisdom can overcome adversity and what look like insurmountable odds. But one sinner destroyeth much good. We need to be very careful that neither in behavior nor association, right? We need to choose our friends wisely. We need to purpose in our hearts by God's grace that our behavior will be in accordance with his will. We neither want to lead others astray, nor do we want to be led astray by others. And all of that is avoidable if we take time to listen to wisdom in the quiet from the poor wise man, who is none other than Christ. Let's close with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you because you have bestowed so much upon us. You've given us so much opportunity to be in harmony with your will. You've given us salvation. You've given us restoration. You've given us redemption. You have set the path for us. You have offered us life when all we deserved was death. We ask you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and help us that we will take the time to spend listening to you, listening to your voice, understanding your word, seeking strength for the day, preparing ourselves, putting on the whole armor. Please bless us and bless all those who hear this podcast. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. Remember, you can find Rightly Divide the Word of Truth on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you normally obtain your podcasts. Please feel free to contact us via email at biblequestions@asbzone.com. Whether you have questions, comments, or concerns, we look forward to hearing from you. If you're finding this channel to be a blessing, please take the time to share our page with others. And always keep our ministry in your prayers. Until we meet again next time, may God richly bless you as you prayerfully study His Word.